Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, More to Come.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Isn't it true about life? There is much more for us to hear, to listen to, even to welcome. But at some singular moments, we cannot bear it. As Jesus told his friends, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. Like the homilist at graduation, suggesting to the graduates, tonight you look back on all that has been a part of the experiences that have brought you to this moment. But then we look with faith toward what is to come, knowing not a thing about what those new experiences will be. But when the Spirit comes to us, what is that like? I think sometimes we want to say, really? No, not now, not me. What is this about? Even then, maybe we still cannot bear it. What was that pre-ascension event really like? Were the apostles crying? Or were they open-mouthed, not knowing how to respond when this final moment was presented to them? But surely grace filled them. Surely there was some kind of sense of, we've done what we were called to do. Right now there is some pain, but it is okay. Help us, Jesus, to wait patiently for the Spirit you speak of. Guide us to the truth of the Trinity. Guide us to whatever the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have to teach us. No, maybe they didn't say that, but I hope I will. I will add that to my daily reaching out for strength and help and wisdom and guidance. Because in a moment of fear, when it looks like my Lord is about to be raised up to a place I know not, when he will leave me in the dust, then I know I must rely on my faith to believe all of this. He will guide you to all truth. He will declare to you the things that are coming. Oh, that we might really be ready, open-hearted and totally receptive. For who or what else is there for us? Amen.